Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Good morning, good morning. Common Sense Club, I'm your host, Leon Francis. A little common sense in the morning with your coffee. Should drive in to work this morning. A little cold out, but still, I'm not complaining. I do have something I want to talk to the folks about this morning, especially if you have kids, school-age kids, maybe kids getting driver's license, driving for the first time, you know, that sort of thing. Saw a story that it's a little, you know, saddening. And I was reading it this morning. I'm sure we've all heard about the Davies High School senior who was in that fatal car crash. Now, from what I could ascertain, you know, a kid was driving fast, driving too fast for the conditions and the speed limit. I think he was going like 10, 15 miles over. And he was also texting, sending and receiving text and that sort of thing before. Tragic situation. It breaks my heart. You know, I have a high school, two high school kids, a girl and a boy, kind of concerned about my son driving, and he bugs me every day, man, every day, and I'm kind of concerned, and I just want, you know, the folks out there, you got kids, I mean, this, my heart goes out to this family. It really does. I mean, anytime a kid's life is cut short, it's just a tragic thing. So what I would encourage you guys to do, and I did this morning, probably going to do it a lot more often now, you know, talk to my kids about texting, about driving. I mean, I saw a report that said, you know, it's becoming a lot more dangerous to drive here. I mean, yeah, because of the boom, you got a lot more inexperienced drivers out there that aren't used to driving on snow. A lot of folks from down south and that sort of thing. But the majority of the folks that are getting into these crashes, our kids, they're like 17 to 24-year-olds. So we really, really need to talk to our kids. We got to talk to our kids because, again, I'm looking at this senior. Looks like a bright kid, bright future ahead of him. You know, put down the phone, man. And I am not for, and folks that know me know this, I'm not for laws. Say, you know, texting and driving and all. I don't think that they're effective, and I think that there's no way to actually enforce them, and distracted driving is distracted driving. But that aside, we got to talk to our kids. I mean, this can't, whenever you have 17 to 24-year-olds dying here in North Dakota, that's just not a good, that's not good for the future of North Dakota. It's not good for families. It's not good for schools. I mean, my goodness. Again, I pray for this family. I pray that a lot more of the kids that are out there see this as a teachable moment. I just, wow. Reading this morning, teach your kids. Talk to your kids. And I don't know why. With my daughter, I'm not so worried about it. I think she's got a pretty good head on her shoulder when it comes to stuff like that. My son, you know, he's a jock, you know, that sort of thing. He runs fast, he plays hard, that sort of thing. So I'm kind of concerned. So I'm talking to him, and every day he's like, "Hey, you know, when am I going to get behind the wheel? When am I going to do this? When am I going to do that?" And I'm kind of hesitant. you know? But I talked to them, like, daily. And I would pray that you guys and gals out there do the same. You know, talk to your kids. They might be really good kids. My son is an awesome kid. But all it takes is one time, man, one accident, one text, one, you know, the speed limit says 55, but, man, that's just too slow. You know, and I myself, I have to admit, I have a lead foot sometimes. I had to kind of garage the 5-speed, the Ion, because, you know, I got a couple tickets in there. But then again, I'm a pretty experienced driver. So when you're taking into account the immaturity, the length of actual driving experience and kids, man, you got to talk to them and you got to lead by example. I was thinking about that this morning. How many times I was in the car with my son in the back and, you know, the speedometer is ticking up and up and up. And, you know, and kids see that. You got to set an example. I have to set an example because I it would break me to read a story like this in the forum. It says, Highway Patrol, Davies High School senior was driving too fast in the fatal crash. Pray for this family. Pray for the senior. And talk to your kids, man. Talk to your kids. That is a very, very sad story. And couple that with the fact that the highway fatalities in North Dakota, fatalities in North Dakota are 17 to 24-year-olds. Those are the majority. It's pretty sad. It's pretty sad. Three high school kids died this week. We got to get a handle on this. And that was in Ray, North Dakota. Ray, North Dakota. Three high school kids out there. We got to get a handle on it. Pray for those families. Pray for those kids. And talk to your kids. Talk to them about everything. Especially, you know, if you're behind a half ton hunk of steel, you know, and you're going down the road, you know, at whatever speed you're going, it is already a situation that is... that has the potential for tragedy. So you want to keep your eyes open, your ears open. You want to be aware. You want to be, I mean, just talk to your kids. We don't need any more of this. We don't need any more. I don't want to see another story like this. It breaks my heart. It really does. Bismarck Tribune has the story in there. I was reading out of the Inforum about the Davies High School senior. The Bismarck Tribune has three students killed. They were Ray basketball players, high school students, U.S. Highway 2 in Williams County, two 17-year-old boys, 18-year-old boy, westbound pickup, icy road conditions. We got to talk to our kids, and we got to make sure they're safe. So there you go. Please talk to your kids. Set the show up today. I'm going to have Blankita Cullum on in the very next segment. We're going to talk a little bit about the net neutrality, how it's going to affect the internet here in the United States, and how is it going to affect us on the global scale? Because seriously, a lot of folks don't know this, but we do go the whole Title II route. Then the UN actually has some control over our internet. Russia is rubbing its hands together in glee as we do this, because, you know, when you become, when once we do this, like most of the other industrialized countries have done, we will be under some of their rules and regulations. So that's something I want to talk about. And Scott is going to have Kevin Cramer on later today, I believe. And that's something you might want to ask him. You know, you have the question. some questions you might have for him. John Thune and Bismarck, I mean, if you want to shoot him an email or something like that, you know, we got to get a handle on this. FCC, you know, those guys, one, the way that they're doing it, I do not agree with. The whole net neutrality concept is a good concept, but this is not net neutrality. I try to explain that to folks, and it gets kind of big, and you tend to drone on lots of words. You know, folks don't understand. The takeaway I want folks to take away from this and what's going to happen today is the internet is a big, shiny, new cash pot that the government wants to get its grubby little tentacles on. It's going to squeeze a bunch of cash, hit you with a bunch of regs, and, you know, we will not be better for it. But I'm going to talk to Blanquita Cullum about that, and I want you to talk to Kevin Kramer about that. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
I want MyPillow to be your pillow. Hi, friends. It's Scott Hinnon. You've heard me talk about MyPillow, and I do love it. I'm getting a great night's sleep that goes with me everywhere. But I've heard from folks who had migraines, insomnia, snoring, neck pain, restless leg syndrome, TMJ, sleep apnea, all kinds of different allergies and asthma. And they say, you know what? This has really helped. It does help. Go to the website, MyPillow.com, and find out more about how, if you have any of those things I mentioned, this pillow can help you. That's what it's here for. And by the way, it comes with a 60-night money-back guarantee, so there's no risk to just trying it. And we have a great deal right now. The original classic pillow is 2-for-1 because we're celebrating. MyPillow has the designation of the National Sleep Foundation official pillow. So get the 2-for-1 deal. That's a 50% savings when you go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com, the promo code Scott, or call them at 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, and tell them Scott sent you.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Again, that's FreeWaterproofMatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit FreeWaterproofMatch.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Welcome back. We have Blanquita Cullum on the line. Noelle in the day. She's over there in the South Sudan. She's doing her thing, helping those folks out. So, you know, my hat's out to her and my prayers are out to her. But we have Blanquita Cullum, Contessa of Common Sense, right here on the Common Sense Club. How you doing, Blanquita?
I'm good. I'm waiting for a little snow to let up so I can get over to CPAC. They've got quite a, boy, they've got a heavy-duty list today as the lineup for the Conservative Political Action Conference.
Isn't LeVan over there?
Pardon?
Isn't LeVan over there this morning?
LeVan is over there on Saturday making his morning statement at 8:30 in the morning.
Oh, wow.
And then today it's got a powerful lineup starting with Mike Lee, this afternoon, Chris Christie, Carly Fiorina, Ted Cruz, Scott Walker, Bobby Kendall, and then ending up with Sarah Palin.
Oh, good gravy. That is, man, I wish I was in D.C. right now.
I wish you were too. Yeah. And so I'm just waiting for the roads to kind of settle down a little bit, and I'm going to try to get over there this afternoon.
Speaking of D.C., I heard that at midnight last night, pot became legal out there. How do you feel about that?
Well, I got mixed feelings about it. On one hand, I don't think it's worse than alcohol. On the other hand, you got a little bit of a war going on with the federal government and the district, because they're still saying that they're going to impose penalties. So people are going to be having turf battles about what's going to happen with it. I guess what I get concerned about is young people. I don't see that it's done Colorado that much good. But on the other hand, you know, if I had someone that was sick or having some problems where they were not well, I'd get them pot. I'd help them. I mean, I just think that we don't completely have a good handle on the good part of it and the hazardous part of it.
Yeah, I was reading a story where some congressmen, some folks in Congress were threatening to, threatening arrest for some of the council members for pushing this thing. I thought that was a pretty comical thing. But, yeah, there's folks all over. I have conservative friends. I have libertarian friends that are on both sides of this. I'm Democrats.
Honestly, if you had a family member that was very sick, okay, and they couldn't eat or they were in a great deal of pain, you don't think that you wouldn't consider trying to help them out if it was going to be some, there's all different kinds of form of it, and for people that are into severe depression and so forth. Now, granted, you don't want somebody in your office that's going to come in and be completely doped up, and there's part of it which is, it's kind of like alters reality for some people. So, I mean, it's still up in the air, literally.
Okay. Okay. Something else I wanted to speak with you about is FCC. I'm sure you've heard.
I know.
300 plus pages. Seen them.
I want them off of my internet. I want their hands off. I want the government out of it.
Oh, yeah, and I was, Scott and I were on a call this morning, and I was talking to him. You know, a lot of folks don't understand what net neutrality is. I mean, in concept, it's a great thing. What they're doing, the Title II, what I see, these new regulations and the whole Title II thing, I don't think that that's the right thing. So even me and some of my friends, you know, in the IT field and in the political arena, we're on two sides of this this whole thing. I don't believe that it's going to be a good thing. I do believe that, you know, Title II regulations and that sort of thing is going to open us up to, like, UN regulations and things like that. I think it's not going to make the Internet more open and more free.
I agree with you. And, you know, it's the Internet is going to be subjected to great hacking. That's not going to be controlled whether these guys think they have a handle on it or they don't. The ironic thing is, you know what's so silly, is when you think about the federal government, even in places like the FBI and places where you should see labor, HUD, they don't operate on one computer system. They don't have a system that completely works. They can't control their own backyard, so why are they going to control ours?
Right.
I guarantee that in the federal communications building itself, there's probably all different kinds of systems, and they're probably not secure because the federal government doesn't have a handle on that kind of a security system that can protect their own computers.
I mean, so we saw, though. We saw anytime that our command and control can be hacked. I mean, anytime that, you know, you got the IRS over there, they have been hacked before, and then you got lost hard drives and information.
Let me tell you, Voice of America got hacked by China. They got hacked by Iran. It took the entire, shut every program that we have down on the computer for the entire group of services hitting every country. So, you know, we don't have it together yet.
And I totally agree. I totally agree. I think we should have a hands-off approach on this. And as a matter of fact, when they set this whole thing up, that it was the internet, that was, and it was bipartisan, you know, that sort of thing. But they said they wanted the government's hands off, and it was unanimous. We want this to be a private sector thing. It will flourish. The innovations will be nuts and that sort of thing. And, but now we're doing an about face. The government wants to control everything.
Leon, the other thing is, you have the chairman of the FCC who refused to show up to the Congress, to the Senate. Now, really, I wish they would impose their subpoena on stuff like that, make that guy get his fanny and testify.
This is going to affect a lot of folks. So, absolutely, you butt in the seat, as I say. You know, get in that seat. Tell us what we're getting. Don't give us this. I mean, it's passed. It's like Obamacare. Seriously, passed in the dead of the night. Nobody is reading it. That I compared it to a stool sample last night because you have to pass it before you know what's in it.
You don't know what's in it. And getting back to that term, I wish that guy would go sit in the stool and testify before the Congress and let people know what his true intentions are. But when they can't tell you, that means they've got a lot to hide.
Absolutely. They don't want you to know. And the wide-ranging effect that this will have on America and I think on the world.
It's like Russia. It's like, do they really think that they're smarter than we are? It goes back to that guy who's Americans are stupid. Do they think that they have information in there that they're going to enact a law that we shouldn't know when it affects us and we hired them? No.
Yeah.
You know, how outrageous. This is, you know, we pay for these guys to have those big jobs. And they should have to be, you know, they forget, again, the old line I tell you, they forget who buys the tickets. They forget that they work for us.
Yeah, and I agree. I mean, they think that we're smart enough to elect them, but only smart enough to elect them after they get elected. And some of these folks aren't even elected. That's the thing that has the arrogance of power. Yeah.
The arrogance of power. You're right. They don't get elected. They get hired.
Hey, Bankita, have fun at CPAC. Hopefully you post a lot of pictures. Thanks, Bankita.
Not today, tomorrow. Bye.
Good deal. But we'll be right back with Steve Hallstrom and Wade Story, Fargo South Shanley hockey coach. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to own a Mercedes-Benz? You can at a really, really competitive price these days. Just compare. And you know what? There's no vehicle on the road today that compares. How do I know? I'm taking the time to drive them from Valley Imports. Whether it's a C-Class or the E-Class or this GLK class, the sedans, the wagons, the GL and the ML are great SUV models. Do me a favor. Call my friends at Valley Imports or go to their website, valleyimports.com. Here's what you'll get. 24/7 best price. If you mention my name, 2 years of free maintenance. No kidding. They even have the roadside service 24/7 no matter where you are, all throughout North Dakota and a good chunk of Western Minnesota, South Dakota, Montana too. And you know what? If you don't find what you're looking for on the website, particular class you want, they'll get it for you. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431. 888-928-7431. Tell them Scott sent you.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling. To help you help yourself, So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back, welcome back. We're going to talk a little hockey this morning. We got Wade Story in. He's the coach at Fargo South Shanley. He's the hockey coach over there. And we got Steve Hallstrom from Steve Sports Saturday. Talk a little hockey.
You know, Leon, if there's a hockey coach in the building, you're not going to keep me out of the room.
Not
this time of year. We've got a good hockey coach, and we had to talk about a good hockey team. So we're really, really happy to have Coach Wade Story here with us this morning in studio. And we are really excited that tonight at 6 p.m. we will have the call of the game between South Shanley and Bismarck Century live from the state tournament. It's quarterfinal day, so nice. A lot of excitement around the state today with the quarterfinal round in state hockey. Ryan Cunningham will be calling the game for us here at 6 p.m. tonight. And we're going to follow the Bruins all the way through. As long as they keep winning, we'll be having the games on the air here on AM 1100 WZFG. We couldn't be more excited about that. Coach, thanks for making some time for us this morning. Was it tough to get to sleep last night? I suppose you've been through this a few times, but it's always an exciting time, isn't it?
It is, and I haven't slept for 3 days. So hopefully we can get a good night's sleep tonight after a win.
Tell me about your season. You all had a run at the beginning of the year. You went 5-2 to start the season, then a few ups and downs along the way, but you're getting hot at the right time. You win two games in overtime in the EDC tournament to get yourself into the state championship game. What's been the story of your state tournament? What's been the story of your season so far?
Well, you know, like you said, we had some success at Christmas time or before Christmas, and we had a really good holiday tournament in Rochester, played some good competition in Rochester, Minnesota, and you know, come out of there, we got a little complacent in the middle of January, struggled a little bit. Didn't really start putting things back together again until later in January. The Red River game kind of kicked us off when we knocked them off in our building. And we've been playing pretty good hockey the last three, four weeks. The wins haven't been there, but we've been happy with our effort and our attitude toward where we wanted to go.
Have you got a pretty good mix of Shanley and South kids on this team?
It is. There's Shanley, South, and then there's a few from Park Christian.
Okay.
And I think we have one or two from Oak Grove as well.
Okay.
It's more heavily on the Shanley side right now.
Okay. So a good melting pot of local hockey talent.
It is. And a lot of those kids of the Shanley kids and the Angel are playing the Angels program. Yep. So they play together since they're 9, 10 years old. And then you throw in the group from another school. It actually is kind of a benefit to us because everybody creates some internal competition and guys have to recompete for their jobs on the ice.
What's it like to go through an EDC tournament and have two games decided in overtime and you win both of them? And if I remember right, it's the same player that got both overtime winners for you.
It was. Patrick Traynor was in the right spot in the right time, and he had some teammates that helped him get the puck to him. And it was a little nerve-wracking, but, you know, we come from behind in both games and, you know, had a little puck luck, and here we are.
How do you think your team is playing overall? I know sometimes in hockey, how you're playing doesn't necessarily equate to wins and losses. How are you playing right now?
I think we're playing pretty well. We're getting a lot of pucks to the net, and, you know, we're getting a little over 30, 35 shots a game, and if you can do that, you're going to win some hockey games. And, You know, the puck's just been bouncing in our way the last few games. And Jack Olson, our goaltender, has played really well. So that's a big plus this time of year.
You played Bismarck Century earlier this year, maybe about a month ago out in Bismarck. It was a 3-2 game. And you saw how good Keaton Leninger is for Bismarck Century. I think he had all three of their goals in that game. Tell me about that game and what your team learned from that, though, that might help you tonight.
Well, we're going to go at it the same way. We know what they have now, and they know what we have. And that's no secret. Those kids have played each other since they're in youth hockey as well. But Troy Olson has those guys working hard, and they're the number one seed. They knocked off Bismarck High in their championship game. And, you know, if we can contain some of their top players, we'll be fine.
They have won over 20 games this year. I think 21-3 was the record I saw for them. Tell me what you're going to need to do. What's the script going to have to go like for the Bruins to come out with a win tonight?
We're going to have to keep it tight, keep the score close and keep guys like Keaton Leninger, keep a tight gap on them so they don't get much space. If we give them space, they're going to run and gun on us, and we're not that type of team. We haven't scored more than 3 or 4 goals for quite a while. And so if we can keep it tight, play good defense in our own zone, and all we need to do is get one more than them.
That's exactly right. And they don't care how they get in. They don't care how pretty they are. All that matters is getting one more puck over the line than the other team. Yeah. We're really excited to have Wade Story in the studio here with us this morning. Wade is the head coach of the South Shanley Bruins hockey team, and the Bruins will be playing Bismarck Century tonight at 6 o'clock. And we'll have the game here live on AM 1100 The Flag. We're really excited to have some live hockey this weekend. And as I mentioned earlier, as long as the Bruins keep winning, we'll be there for their games. And if they make the third place game, we'll also be there for that one on Saturday as well. Ryan Cunningham will be calling those games for us here this weekend. Coach, there's nothing like Engelstad Arena, and certainly it's a special place, a ton of great memories up there and a lot of pageantry in that building. But I'm so excited to have this tournament at Shields Arena. I think it's going to be a fantastic venue for this event, because while Engelstad Arena is as good as it gets anywhere probably in the world for hockey, if you don't have 10,000 people in there, it kind of sounds empty. You're not going to have any of that at Shields Arena. You get 1,000 people in there, which you'll definitely have, and that place is going to be rocking today all day long and all night long.
Yeah, and we're excited about that, you know, and especially in our backyard here now, hopefully we can get a good contingent of student body out there and support from all the schools. And we're excited about the atmosphere. You know, like you said, the atmosphere kind of gets dissipated in the Ralph, and things are going to be closer. Things are going to be at the ice level. And we're excited about that and excited our kids can experience it.
How much of an advantage is that to play the state tournament in a building you're so familiar with? You've played a number of your games there already this year.
And it's a little bit of an advantage. Especially at home here, we get to sleep in our own beds, get our own cooked meals. We don't have to travel back and forth. We're familiar with the facility and that can be an advantage, but you still got to drop the puck and you still have to play every shift and every battle.
I have to ask you about Parker Simonson, a kid who was on your team last year, and he and his family moved out to Bismarck in the offseason, and now he's on the Bismarck Century team. You played against him once already, and you'll see him again tonight. I know a lot of the boys are real close with Parker and still good friends. Certainly an interesting dynamic for the kids. Probably for the coaches it doesn't mean a whole lot, but I'm sure that with the kids there's a lot of good-natured stuff between the whistles.
Oh, I'm sure there is. And, you know, Parker's going to come out and compete as he did when he was with us. And it kind of puts a little bit of edge on both sides. I know our guys are going to compete against Parker, and they don't want to give Parker an edge over the off season because they know they're going to get a little chirping from Parker, and they're probably going to give it back to him at some point when they see each other. So
many of your kids on this year's team played last year when you lost in the state quarterfinals. How much motivation or how much incentive do you think that has for the kids now, knowing that they were here in this very position last year and it didn't go their way in game one? What do you think that means to the kids?
Oh, it means a great deal to them. We had 7 or 8 of those kids played pretty regular shifts in the tournament last year, and they bring that experience to some of our younger guys, and it'll pay off for them. You know, they'll be able to tap in on that and experience that. It won't be in awe, and one, their facility, and two, they've been there before.
You've got a number of kids that have had really successful years. Tyler Bossert's had a great year. Riley Geox had a great year. Pat Trainer, you've got a lot of guys there. Tell me about a kid or two that's going to have to step forward for you, or maybe someone you've seen something really good from in the last couple, 3 weeks, and maybe he's not getting the headlines, maybe not getting in the score sheet all that much yet, But here's a couple of guys that could really turn this from a handful of guys playing well to the whole team playing well. Who are a couple of guys you're looking for?
But we got a couple of guys in our blue line that are starting to play pretty well. Luke Sandy being one. He had a couple goals over the weekend, and helped set up the both overtime goals that Pat Trainer had. And Pat obviously is playing pretty good hockey. He got both overtime goals up in Grand Forks last weekend. And Sean Braun is right on the edge there. He's had a lot of opportunities as a sophomore to put pucks in the net. He just hasn't had the puck luck. But that line's been playing pretty well, and that's actually given us our little bit of depth, offensive depth, that we early in the season pretty much relied on Tyler and Riley and Jack Olson to carry us. And now we're getting some secondary scoring from them.
Well, we are proud to be the home this weekend for South Shanley Hockey as the Bruins take the ice tonight against Bismarck Century. South Shanley is the fourth seed out of the East and Bismarck Century the number one seed out of the West. But this time of year, anything can happen, and upsets happen all the time in tournament hockey. And we just can't wait to see how it all unfolds. Coach, thank you very much for coming by today. I know it's a busy day and there's a lot on your mind. So thank you for making the time for us this morning. Good luck tonight. And we hope to have a lot of Bruins hockey on the air this week.
We hope to keep you busy. Thanks for having me.
You bet. That is Wade Story, head coach of the South Shanley Bruins hockey team. Leon, it's so much fun. I've said for years, I'm a basketball guy at heart, but I've always said that when hockey is played well, it's the best sport of all to watch.
Oh, no, I love it.
About that. And these guys at South Shanley are playing some great hockey right now, and it's going to be a blast over at Shields Arena. Still some tickets available. Head on over there. You might want to get there a little early. But yep. The puck drops at 6 o'clock tonight.
And we're going to have the game here, right?
Absolutely.
Good deal. So
6 o'clock tonight, Ryan Cunningham will be calling the game for us. Ryan's got a lot of experience calling hockey, and so really excited to partner with Ryan tonight to call that game.
How cool is that?
It's a good deal.
That is awesome. Coach looks just positively glowing, yeah. If I can say that. Look at him,
he
man.
Looks pretty calm. I don't know. I'd be a little
I'm looking
more
at
hyper.
A smile yeah. on his face, man. But that might be, 24 hours and no sleep, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, 5:30, it'll change.
Yep. And I am very excited. I'm going to have my radio tuned in 6 o'clock right here. It always is anyway. What am I talking about? But now, hockey. Hockey is exciting. I've always loved hockey. Don't understand the particulars about it, but to watch it, man, it's awesome.
Well, we got
it
some hockey nuts in the building, Leon.
So
you won't have to hang around here very long, and we'll get you schooled up.
Schooled up. Good deal. Have me as proficient on hockey as I try to be with politics.
There you go.
That's the goal.
Everybody needs to be rounded out, Leon. So
good deal. Good
it.
Deal. So that's Steve Hallstrom. That's Wade Story. Tonight at 6 o'clock, we're going to have I started to say Bill Cunningham.
That would be a better story, although we're excited that Ryan Cunningham will be
Ryan,
for us tonight.
Ryan Cunningham. So stay tuned for that. That's going to be awesome, man. We're going to have hockey right here on the flag. How cool is that?
Really cool.
That's cool. When we come back, we're going to talk, last segment of the show, going to talk a little net neutrality. And for the folks that are hanging on the line, thanks for your patience. We're going to come back to this. No, it's a big, big story today, especially with the FCC, coming out with these new regulations, over 300. Nobody has seen them. Guy won't come out and talk about it, won't put his butt in the seat and tell us, what's going on with that. So we got folks right now that want to weigh in on that, and, I'm more than happy to let you guys and gals out there, get your voice out. 855-217-76. Attention to get you live on air and into the conversation. Remember, when Scott's on, what's on your mind? Congressman Kramer will be in studio for his radio town hall. Make sure you ask him about net neutrality. Big deal today. Big deal. She could change the face of the internet as we know it. I'm going to settle down here for a second. We'll be right back with more of the Common Sense Club right after this break.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. unglazed Zisha clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Hundreds of our listeners have been in the miracle chair. Many of them have purchased the miracle chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the miracle chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these miracle chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relax to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Before we get to the phone calls, I just want to mention this because I've seen articles out there, and one article in particular, a good friend of mine, and it tends to broad brush us with this whole Islamophobic paint, you know, that sort of thing. And so someone sent me this picture, you know, and it's of a magazine stand. And you got the Globe on one side that says, Obama is a Muslim, shocking proof. That's the Globe headline, cover. And then right next to it is the Time magazine cover that says, is America Islamophobic? And I'm like, Wait a minute. That is propaganda like you would not believe. Do they just put a phobic on the end of everything? How about conservophobic? You know, Tea Party phobic, Christian phobia. How about some of that? Let's start throwing this stuff back at these folks. It really cheeses my grits. And another thing, I want to know, is it Islamophobic? I mean, think about this. ISIS is present in all 50 states. Did you know that? Did you hear that? This used to be the JV team. The director of the FBI, James Corney, says that it is a chaotic spider web present in all 50 states, including North Dakota. Young men being radicalized. So is that Islamophobic? To be concerned about that? I don't think so. Anyway, I'll digress. Bob out in Grafton, what's on your mind?
Morning, Leon. Thanks for taking my call. Tomorrow I'm going to call. I've got some more comments about what you just mentioned, but I'll deal with that tomorrow.
Okay.
Can I make a quick – I have a comment about net neutrality, but can I make a quick little announcement there about a forum?
Go right ahead.
Legislative forum. Okay, Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. in Grafton at the Choice Financial Meeting Hall, we're going to have a Farm Bureau Legislative Forum urging all Grafton, you know, residents and District 19 residents to please come out, stop by, and voice your concerns. Tom Campbell, Senator Tom Campbell, will be there, and the other one. So, 9:30 a.m. this Saturday at the Choice Financial Meeting Hall there in Grafton at the Farm Bureau Legislative Forum. So it's very important. We're going to probably discuss things about some very important issues. So, and now
shoot me an email. Hey, Bob, shoot me an email and I'll throw it up on my social media also. So, yeah, let's get to the net neutrality.
Okay, yes, net neutrality. This is very nefarious. On the surface, it sounds very, very, very innocent. You know, hey, equal opportunity for everyone, net neutrality. But you dig a little deeper and you start discovering some things that are very nefarious, such as a lot of monitoring. There's going to be a lot of, shall we say, what they deem allowable on the internet.
Yep.
So it's more of our freedom of speech. More of our freedoms are going to be quelled. And I sent you a friend request there on your Facebook page, Leon. I've got quite a bit of information that I need to get to you that's just going to shock and awe your socks off. So I just urge everybody to get a hold of our congressmen and our senators and get this net neutrality business out of here, because it is nothing but absolutely nefarious.
And I totally agree, man. And we're definitely going to dig into this deeper. A lot of folks, you know, they're fooled by the whole rainbow and cotton candy name on there. Net neutrality, so benign. No, man, content will be regulated. Whether or not what
Absolutely.
You say on air is going to be what they deem detrimental to the public, you know, brainwashing, propaganda, that sort of thing. If you don't have dissenting voices, it's basically what they were trying to do with the radio. Airwaves, they're going to be doing to the internet, not to mention language packs and things like that. If you don't have your website in certain language, like Spanish or whatever, you're going to be fined. And I mean, there's a lot of stuff in here that, you know, and this is a lot of speculation, but some of the things that I've heard, I don't like it. I don't like what I'm hearing.
Well, Leon, look what just happened, you know, with Samsung Smart TVs. Monitoring what you say in the privacy of your own living room and divulging that information to third-party people. I mean, folks, this is really going on. These New World Order, one-world globalists are just about finished with their game plan.
Yeah.
And people really don't realize how close it is. If you knew, if I could download my mind some of the information that I have gathered and found and discovered, I mean, people in this country would be absolutely shocked.
I don't think, I think that we've become so complacent that Orwell's vision for America, I mean, I believe that we've been slowly creeping toward it, but we've been so conditioned to believe that this is for your own good, you know, and I don't think it would make a difference. And the folks like me and you that are out here screaming from the mountaintop, we look like crazy folks because we're aware of what's going on.
Well,
we have a reference point.
Absolutely. You know, the scary thing about it, Leon, really, honestly, man to man, you know, I know you're a Christian, Christian to Christian, American to American, and man to man, all nonsense set aside. Leon, I honestly really think that we're not going to be able to stop it.
Yeah.
It has to do with the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation, together with all the Christians that are being murdered and slaughtered overseas. You know,
hey, Bob,
it's all connected.
Yeah, we're going to talk about this later. Sorry I didn't get to the phone calls or the voicemail. We'll play those tomorrow on tomorrow's show, I promise. Stay tuned for What's on Your Mind. Scott and Todd, Kevin Kramer, ask them about net neutrality. We'll see you tomorrow.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guys, no big casserole unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guys February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.